Barry Bloom joins us of Forbes.com. And Barry, great to see you here, and nice to have you live at the ballpark. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
All right, good.
Beautiful day today here.
Yeah, now that's a directional, so you got to hold it parallel to the ground. Like that.
Towards your mouth, though.
Yeah.
There you go, Barry.
There you go. Hey, you wrote a column, Forbes.com, this morning, and we were going to have you on tomorrow, but this was one I thought we'd get you on today. It was very timely, and that is Bruce Bochy talked about the All-Star game and his plans of not attending or being a coach.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting yesterday because unsolicited, Doc talked about it in terms of the you know, the fact that he had talked to Bochy, had kind of extended the olive branch out for him to coach under him on the team, and Bochy just basically summarily turned it down. And then Doc went into a song and dance about how he's not sure really whether this is the end of the line for Bochy and what his future is going to be. And I have to tell you, after talking to Bochy about it, too, I think it's another indication to me that Bochy's not finished managing. Because this would be a perfect way. It doesn't make any sense for me that he would decide he doesn't want to, like, be in the last All-Star game in his last season.
Well,
go ahead. No, please.
If you read the tea leaves and you put everything together to what you're just saying, I mean, he made a comment before that he didn't really want teams to be giving him gifts, and they're kind of doing this farewell tour. But if he's not totally into it, maybe that's speaking to what you're talking about, that he's not totally finished. We talked to Kerry Crowley a couple weeks ago of the Bay Area News Group, does a great job covering the Giants. And he had said that a theory for him would be maybe Boach takes a year off, and then maybe you do the sort of Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr thing with the Padres, where maybe a year from now they're more ready to have a guy who can take them to the top, and Bruce Bochy could be that dude.
No, I think next year is the year.
You think next year?
I've already written that, and I think that they need to replace Andy Green down there. I'm not a huge fan of Andy Green, and I think for them to go to the next level with the money they've spent, I mean, Bochy is just a perfect example. Now, to me, the only thing that keeps it from happening is, you know, Bochy has promised his wife that he's going to retire. Because of his health, all the heart issues over the last 3-4 years, that may be one thing that keeps it from happening. But it's a no-brainer for the Padres. It really is, just to bring him back. And I think it's kind of like a funny situation or ironic that he came to the Giants in 2007 because he was run out by the early days of analytics with the Padres, and they were sending him down lineups. Sandy Alderson was sending him down lineups from upstairs, and he was throwing them into the garbage. Now he's in the situation here where the Giants are making the transition to the further analytics. And so, you know, he's happy to walk away from it here because it's not what he wants to do. You know, he's a control manager. And I think A.J. Preller down in San Diego is more of a lack of control general manager. He will let him go. They'll give him the information and let him do what he's going to do.
Boy, interesting. I tell you, it's one of the more fascinating stories that will play out. And, you know, I joked around with him. We just had him on about all his farewell gifts from all the GIFTS that he's getting and, you know, going around the country and wine glasses and special scotch and wine bottle, you know. And all of a sudden, is it like a wedding that you don't get married, you got to give the gifts back?
If you get divorced, do you give the gifts back?
I guess not.
To me, it's like the Giant thing is a divorce. I mean, he could have very well have stayed here and continued managing if that was the direction that they wanted to go in. But it's not, and that's up to them. You know, they are perfectly happy to go into the next phase with somebody else.
Right.
And so what happens with Bochy, and when he says he doesn't want to be a, you know, distraction for Doc at the All-Star game, and he'd rather just spend the time with his family, it's like, well, he's managed 4 of them. He's been a coach on another 4. It's something he doesn't need to do. But if it's his last year, wouldn't you do it?
Interesting. Well, in a way, I can answer that. And knowing him not as well as you do, you've covered him for so many years. But I could see him not wanting to be a distraction. I could see it of, you know, look, I've been there. I've, you know, won World Series. I've won pennants and all that. I've done this before. Brian Snitker has never done it.
Right.
And I'm going to bow out and let him do it. I don't need that distraction. So truthfully, I can understand that. And I tend to believe him. I truly do. I don't think he's just saying that because he thinks he may manage next year. I believe that. I believe. Well, interesting. Look, you broke the story a few weeks ago. You're the first one to sort of put it out there. And no one's really run with it yet, and no one's really gotten him to completely deny it yet either.
Well, that's the whole thing.
So it's interesting.
We were talking about it in the dugout. It came up in the dugout again today about the San Diego thing.
Did it?
And he doesn't deny it. When I asked him about it, and I said, and I was teasing him, yeah. I said, I'm going to start a campaign about you going for the manager of the Giants, of the Padres. And he was like, well, don't do that. My wife will kill me. And I said, well, did you promise your wife you're not going to manage again? And he goes, I didn't promise her anything. Okay. I never say never about anything. So
right.
He didn't dismiss it, and
all
it's
right.
out of hand.
All right. All right, look.
And he still has it.
It's, okay.
It's so interesting because I do agree with you that it makes sense for the Padres to go in that direction. Because I'm with you. Andy Green is probably not the guy who's going to get them to a World Series. But is there a place still going forward in baseball for a guy like Bruce Bochy when everybody's moving towards analytics? And we've seen what Bochy can do. We know how he can manage a bullpen. When you get to the World Series or to the playoffs, it's a totally different beast. He pushes all the right buttons. But going forward beyond Bruce Bochy, is there still a role for a manager like that when you're getting the lineup sent down from the front office?
Well, let me give you like a two-part answer to that. Going back to your last segment where you were talking about the bullpen and the statistics on the bullpen, a lot of that is there's nobody better in baseball than running a bullpen but Bruce Bochy. I mean, Girardi, to me, was a close second with the Yankees, but he's the best, and he's proven it over 25 years. He gets the most out of those guys in the right situation, and there's no way of judging that. How you judge that analytically? It's just all by feel.
You just know. Yeah,
you just know.
Right.
And then, you know, the other thing is that, you know, Cleveland re-upped Francona for a couple of years. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Joe Maddon at the end of the season in Chicago. I mean, I guarantee you, if the Cubs decide to go in another direction and they make the playoffs again, which would be 5 years in a row with him, that's unheard of in their organization's history. That, you know, he's going to wind up someplace else. I mean, there are guys who are going to wind up. And I think Bochy is a guy who could wind up, especially in a situation like San Diego where he's so attached to that organization.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Look, I love it. It's good. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. If this plays out the way you said, you will be the sports writer of the year. I'll tell you that.
And if it doesn't, I've just stirred it all up, which is what I do.
Yes, apparently you do that well. All right. Barry Bloom with us, Forbes.com. Really good story today about Bochy in the All-Star game. Before we let you go, Yankees and Red Sox are going to play in London. Got the Cardinals and Cubs next year. Just your general take on baseball in England.
Well, I'm really excited about this. I'm going. I'm a huge proponent of international baseball and just selling the game internationally. It started, you know, really with Olympic baseball and Lasorda winning years ago in the Olympics with that team in 2000, and then the World Baseball Classic. There, so many federations in the world have been funded by the World Baseball Classic. We've seen guys from Italy, from the Netherlands, all the, you know, Russians are being developed, Israelis. It's all happening because of the amount of money and exposure MLB has given it worldwide. And so they've done the Japan, they've done the Puerto Rico, they do the Mexico constantly. This is something they've wanted to do for a long time, but they haven't had a venue to do it. And now they're re-equipping the Olympic Stadium, which is pretty new, and is a soccer venue now. And they're using that to play baseball. And my understanding of it is that the tickets went on sale, and they sold out 60,000 tickets in 15 minutes. And this is for a community. Look, the Netherlands and Italy have played baseball for 40, 50 years. They've always dominated European baseball. And Britain is just getting started with this. And I think that once they see it, they're going to like it. And it's going to be a really exciting thing.
Well, interesting. I appreciate you coming on. And as Adam told me, he said the tickets were £3 each.
In weight or
yeah, something about shillings and tuppence. I don't know. Yeah.
Or two pence. And
there you go. That's it.
Texas will be going there next
It's a euro now.
We kid around. We kid around.
100 pence.
Well, Brexit.
Right.
Who knows what's happening?
We kid around. All right. That's basic. Hey, great to have you on. We'll have you tomorrow.
Okay,
we've got a
great.
Couple more things to talk about. But very good report on Bochy. Very interesting.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's always great to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks. That's Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. More coming up right after this.